yeah, slowly getting back into it. A lot of new faces, and it's exciting. You know what I mean? It's some good people, great staff, and we're getting to know each other and getting things rolling. So it's exciting.
Obviously, it's early, but can you kind of describe maybe the atmosphere and what it is now?
Again, I mean, it's just it's a fun time of year. You know, so guys get to grow, get to learn each other. You know, meet new faces. You know, share your stories, grow as a family, and obviously, you know, got new systems to go in. So. It's a big learning curve, but we're excited about it, and the energy's high right now.
Statistically speaking, Mike Glennon had a pretty good year last year as a rookie quarterback. Yeah. Josh McCown comes in, and by all accounts, you know, figures to be the starting quarterback, at least initially. What are your thoughts on having a veteran quarterback lead this team?
You know, we're excited about all the guys we have, you know what I mean? Mike did a great job last year, and, you know, he's a great quarterback. I'm sure he's going to be a big asset to this team. You know, bringing Josh in is only adding, you know, great players like we've done in multiple positions. Our management has done a great job, you know, solidifying us in that area. So I believe everybody we have in the building right now, and as we continue to add through the draft, is only going to make us stronger.
What's going to be the biggest difference between this coaching staff and the previous one?
You know what? It's every team's unique. You know, every team has its nuances and just does things their certain way. And so, you know, we're excited about what Lovie's bringing and all the staff members that he's brought with him. It's a great group of guys. I mean, you can just tell their love for football, their knowledge of football, and their desire to teach is very high. And so it's fun to work with guys like that.
One of those staff members being offensive coordinator Jeff Tepper. How much have you gotten a chance to talk to him, and what's his philosophy been like?
He's been great. You know, obviously we've only been here 2 days, so I haven't talked that much. But you know, you can just tell, you know, his patience and you know, his understanding of the offense and teaching guys the fundamentals of it, starting from scratch. Building it in a way that we have a foundation through this spring. So when we start up in training camp, you know, we don't want to be behind the eight ball talking about, oh, well, you know, it's our first year together and, you know, we should have, you know, some more time to learn. Now, we plan on putting this together in the right way this spring so that when we hit training camp, we're just fine-tuning and we're getting everything rolling, ready to roll in the season.
Well, it's on the second day, but how complex of an offense is it?
You know, there's quite a bit more that we have to install. You know, we're barely getting through the first installation, so every offense, I think, in this league probably is considered complex, but it's all about how you absorb it, you know, the time you put in to get comfortable in the system. And once you're comfortable, then it doesn't seem that complex.
I love what you were saying. There's a lot of changes, but that doesn't mean they're rebuilding. They want to win this year, and they said there's no reason they can't win a championship. What's the key element in trying to bring all these new guys together for you guys?
Again, it's just putting in the time. You know, I mean, guys, you know, being accountable, you know, showing up to this part of this time of the year, it's all voluntary, but you know, I think we're going to have, you know, north of 95% attendance throughout the spring. You know, that's going to be huge for us to have guys in the building, getting to know each other, getting to know the system, putting the workout on the field, and that's just going to give us the, you know, the head start that we need to catch up. You know, other teams have already been working together for a few years and have their systems installed, and, you know, we don't have that luxury. So this time of year is very important for us.
How would you describe the passing game based on what you know, and how is it different from what you played in here the last couple of years?
You know, just again, a couple days in, I'm just getting through the book myself, but I can just tell that it's going to be very balanced. You know what I mean? We're going to move the ball around a lot. Probably going to be a little more up tempo, you know, change the speed of the game. So that's exciting. That's fun. You know, allow us to dictate a little bit more to the defense. And so we want to be very versatile. You know, I mean, we have great running backs, great tight ends, great receivers. And so we're going to definitely spread the ball around.
Mitch, what's your message for Mike Williams going forward? Vincent, how do you think he'll do in this next chapter?
You know, we wish Mike all the best. You know what I mean? I had a great time playing with him here. He's a good young receiver, and I think he has a bright future ahead of him. So I hope he's successful.
Mike, he was injured a lot of last year. Mike was injured a lot of last year, yeah. Vincent. And how important is it to have one of those guys emerge as sort of a wingman for you, a number two receiver, so that you're not, you know, covered?
Well, you know, again, I trust our staff. You know, I trust, you know, all the players that we have in this building. You know, they're here for a reason. These guys are professionals. They're good. And anybody we're going to put out there on the field are going to be able to make plays. So, you know, no matter who it is, you know what I mean, I love everybody that we have here so far, and I'm sure that we might continue to add to that. So, you know, I don't really worry about that part of it. You know, I'm just here to do my job, do the best that I can and what's asked of me, you know, blocking, running guys off, you know, being a decoy, whatever it is. You know, that's part of being a teammate.
Are you surprised with so many changes? I think, I don't know if they're at 16 yet, free agents, but that seems to be a lot for an NFL team.
I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I mean, you look around the league and, you know, what everybody's doing. I mean, there's a lot of big changes that, you know, some people may think are surprises, but it's the way this league works. And all that matters is once you get in the building, you bond with the guys that you have here, you bond with your staff, you grow together. And when the season comes, you know, that's your family, and that's what you're working with for the year.
Vince, so when you were when you first heard that Lovie was hired, what was your reaction, and is he who you thought he would be?
Yeah, he's everything I thought he would be and more, you know what I mean? I was able to come in about 2 weeks after they made the announcement to meet him and some of the staff members. So just a smart man. You can just tell, very thought out, very, you know, well planned. You know, he does everything with a purpose. You know, every minute in this building is going to be useful for us, and it's going to make us better as men as well as football players. So I never have met him before this this transition, but I'm very excited. I've heard nothing but great things, and I can see why.
Do you have any different personal goals for yourself physically? You know, yeah, you're getting older as a receiver, not necessarily, you know, to try to maintain your edge.
Again, I mean, I approach every season like a rookie. You know what I mean? I come in, I'm, you know, humble, and you know, I don't worry about what I've accomplished. It's about coming in here, you know, earning my position, earning my playing time on the field, continue to work on my craft, the fundamentals of the game. And we have some great coaches, and I have a great position coach, Andrew. He's going to be awesome to work with this year. I'm excited about that. And so I'm always believe that I can get better, you know what I mean? And I think if you have that attitude and we can get the young guys to believe in that, we're all improved.
Vincent, we've accomplished so much, Vincent, individually, and at your age, you only got 15, 20 years left in this league.
That's it. That.
But Vince, talk about your hunger for winning.
Oh man, it's never been stronger. You know what I mean? That's what we play. That's what we suit up for every Sunday or Monday or whenever it is. And you know, we have the guys in this building that's all we're talking about so far. You know, it's about winning, and winning is fun. You know, as much as doing this part of the year, you know, is necessary. When it comes down to it, you know what I mean, on Sundays, and it's about, you know, scoring more points than the other team, whatever that takes, 1 point or outscoring by 30 points, and that's what we plan on doing.
How much did Lovie, you know, emphasize that point, winning, getting back to the basics with you guys, and did the room in that first meeting, you know, gravitate towards that as being a team captain?
I believe so. I mean, his message was clear, and, you know, we're not going to get ahead of ourselves and start thinking too much about the season. As much as our goals are there, and we've established those already, we know that you have to take one step at a time, one day at a time, and each one of these off-season workouts and OTAs and mini camps, they're important, and that's what we're focusing on. We got a long way to go, and you know, I think guys are hungry and excited to go through the process of you know, being an elite team in this league.
Under Greg, there was so much emphasis on discipline and kind of that harsh, firm hand.
Yeah.
Is it a good balance that you see with the staff that's in here now in terms of the professionalism and the way to treat you guys, especially as veterans?
I think so. You know what I mean? You know, we enjoyed, you know, Greg's discipline and the stuff that he brought here. And with Lovie, you know, his mentality is just as positive. You know, it's about treating guys like men, you know what I mean, representing the Buccaneer in this organization, in this city, in the right light. And we definitely want to do that on the field as well. So we love his message, and we love the tone that he's bringing to this organization.
Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vince.